This is a podcast from Rover.
Ethan Blackadder, he joins us, Crusader and All Black. He's injured at the moment. Well, he was injured, but he's back training. And he was on TVNZ One Sport being interviewed, and he said this.
You see, Blackadder's a simple kind of guy.
I've actually got a fax machine, so I can give you the fax number.
But in all seriousness, aside from a basic mobile, he's essentially off the grid.
Because you don't have social media, do you?
No, nah.
How come?
Oh, you don't have to see anything really, and any noise or anything that's going on up in the satellite.
Ethan Blackadder, Crusader and All Black joins us on the phone for Friday. Fantastic to have you on, Ethan. So good.
Oh, mate. Always good to chat on here. Made my debut back in January or December, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah, thanks for having me back, lad.
No, any time.
Well, you got injured, right?
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. But as soon as you got injured, Rod said, don't call that dog. He's a wounded dog. He's no good to us if he's injured. They were his words.
I heard it.
And now you're back. So you're back on the show.
Well, I actually stumbled upon, I don't usually watch One News, but there you were on One News the other night on the Sport.
Incredible. But you're in your 50s now, Ross, so you do watch, you have to watch
One News. an incredible story of returning to training, which was fantastic. Hitting pads and stuff and throwing around the ball. But the most intriguing part of the interview was the fact that you've got a fax machine.
Yeah, man.
And
great.
This is amazing.
Straight to the big question.
This is amazing. Tell us about this fax machine.
Oh, it's been a bit of a running joke for the last few years. A few close mates from Nelson, because I'm not on social, so
no.
I just take the piss and say I've got a fax machine and I can contact you that way. So, yeah, just a bit of a running joke. I wish I had one, though.
Oh, so you don't have a fax machine?
No,
I'm gutted.
Roger's actually gutted because he has one and he was going to have someone to be able to fax.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It is quite intriguing, though, because you, am I correct, Ethan Blackadder with us on the phone? You're 27.
Yep, 27.
You'd be one of the few 27-year-olds, especially in your sort of environment, that's not running any form of social media. Mm. Is there a... And not even just in what you do for a job, in general, mate. Social media is huge. Is there a reason why you're not on it? Or have you been tempted to get back on it?
No, I haven't actually been tempted to. I got rid of it back in 2020 just because I was wasting so much time on it, eh?
Yeah.
So,
just scroll, yeah, doom
just
scrolling.
Yeah. Have a look back, really.
You're reading our comments on Crusader posts like, Saders suck, Canes for life. Petty shit from us.
I definitely miss reading those, eh?
I bet. You're always clapping back at us. Yeah. You suck, Moles. I was like, oh, come at me, bro.
Because The Rock used to have a fax machine.
Roger's still cut up about your fax machine, man.
Because and I was sort of 0800 Rock fax. You could fax in and you'd obviously a bit... Yeah.
Do you think people are still running fax machines?
Well, I was going to ask you if you still had one. I'm sure there's someone that's got one. I mean, 5 million people in this country, at least there's got to be one out there, I'm sure.
Now, Ethan, it's great to have you on the show, right? I remember seeing you meeting Roger at reception here. You'd actually been brought to the wrong radio building for an interview.
I met him at reception as well, but he was enamored with Roger.
You were stoked to meet Roger. Just for those who don't know, genuine question though, your old man, obviously great man, Todd Blackadder.
Yeah.
But did you grow up listening to Roger on The Rock? True story? What's your earliest memories of the big dog?
The earliest memories would go back to probably 2012 on the building side in Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get in your car to head to work, it's The Rock FM, the Morning Rumble. And then, that's my early, I suppose, teenagehood memories. And from that point on, it was always going to be a bit of a goal to meet the GOAT.
Now, what's a better goal that you've achieved? Was it getting the test cap or meeting Rog? Be honest.
I don't know. They're on par.
Yeah,
you're a liar.
Is it better to fold some c***s or is it just better to double over in laughter with Rog?
you get good out of both, I reckon.
Good.
Coming up on the Morning Rumble.
Oh, jeez, Miles, we went rogue.
Sorry.
Ethan Blackadder.
Blackadder gets the opening try. Blackadder reaches, Blackadder scores.
He was on the news saying he owned a fax machine. Turns out he doesn't own a fax machine, but he's back.
Bloody good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We haven't asked you any code questions, which I'm sure you probably
it's
prefer.
It's bloody December.
But, you know, obviously everyone's stoked to the idea of you being back and launching into it next year.
100%.
Mitch, our producer, right, and a young fella, an absolute Crusader punisher, but he he was telling me, and I'd seen it too, but you were on Jimmy Marshall on the What a Lad podcast. He's actually part of the Crusaders team now, isn't he, in coaching? But you were saying on that that you actually get fizzed up. You love the idea of rehab because of how you can come back better, which is an alternative way of looking at it. Has it been a good rehab and you're ready to go?
Yeah, that's right, man. Nah, that's all true. This one's been quite a good enjoyable process, actually. It's been 6 months, got to go back up to Nelson, to the Sunshine Capital, and it's been awesome, eh? I've loved it.
How's your tan? You rolling a good tan all over, or you're a real singlet mark kind of guy, I reckon?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. It's just starting to get some good weather in Christchurch, so I got absolutely fried like a lobster on Sunday. So
you'd be sun smart, Ethan Blackadder.
What about Christmas, Ethan? Your Christmas tree? Oh, what's the story with the
crackers?
Who do you flat with in Christchurch?
Yeah,
what do you do by yourself?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, exactly that. Flattened in Christchurch. One of the boys, Tane Robinson, he's in the Crusaders as well. So it's just us two bunked down and... it's good.
How many pigs do you eat in a day?
Have you built bunks?
Oh, honestly, the amount of calories that go through the cabin
in that
place, phenomenal.
And is it Christmas at home this year?
Probably top of the south this year.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Head up to the top of the south and, just get the involvement high. That's the goal. Yeah,
well, good. Talking of involvement, I'm likely to see you at many New Year festivals.
I've got a few intentions to go to a couple, actually, in the South Island.
Just quickly, we won't keep you too long, but shapes that you'd cut on the D floor, any that you've got as go-tos when you are absolutely mincing it up?
Probably the bicycle. The bicycle's been one over the years, or the scooter.
Talk us through the scooter. How does that go?
So you pretend like you're riding a bike and you just sort of like shuffle forward in like a bicycle rotating motion, you know, if you can imagine that.
I'm struggling too, but you could do anything in my eyes.
It's weird. He's single.
Yeah. How are you single? Bloody hell! You have a bloody great summer there, mate.
Oh, mate, so good to chat, Ethan Blackadder.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas too, man.
You're a champ.
Merry Christmas.
You're good. You guys as well. Awesome to hear from you. And look forward to catching up one day soon again.
Yeah man.
Absolutely.
You're a good friend of the show. And take it easy on the hurricanes, mate.
Yeah.
Go easy on them, mate.
Artie's gonna run over you. Don't fall for his dummy. I bet you do.
Artie's dummy. Yeah.